Just need to know some interesting stories, trending things, all that good stuff. 22 million Americans are set to cancel their cable services. This is up 33% from 2016. Who here on the show has cut the cord? I have. I have like internet, but I don't have cable TV.
So I cut half. In my old apartment that I just moved from, I had two cable boxes, one in my room and the living room, but I never, ever, ever watched it in my room. So now, during my move, I got rid of one of them. So I kept one cable box, and then the TV in my room is only going to be for streaming stuff, like Netflix and
Hulu.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, almost all my friends, most of my friends do not have cable. I'm one of the only people I know my age that has cable.
I like cable, but I also don't like paying for it. If it was free, I'm
so expensive. I'm spending like over $150 a month
for my
internet and cable and stuff. It is insane. And what really sucks is I hate my cable provider.
Don't say them on air.
I won't. But my apartment complex, they only, like, they
do. Oh, you're
something.
Locked in to use that
I'm
one?
Locked in. They won't let you use anything else. Like, all their buildings are pre-wired for only this one. And so you're required, if you live there, to use this cable
that
provider.
That sucks.
And I hate it. I'll just say this. It's not Comcast and Xfinity, because I want Comcast Xfinity so bad. That is, in my opinion, the best local cable that you can get.
Maybe
I love
you can
it.
Get like a bootleg wire in somehow. Like, you can find a listener that works for Comcast and he can come over there and do
Maybe.
Something legally
but my
for
parents
you.
Have Xfinity, and every time I'm at their house, I freaking love it. It just like looks so nice.
Who do your parents have?
Xfinity.
Okay.
Maybe
maybe we can endorse them here on the Joe and Alex show.
Maybe we can.
Producer MYK, you're going to get in your own place. Are you going to be like getting cable, or are you just going to be like rabbit antennas?
So that's funny you bring this up. I called yesterday to add the cord instead of cutting the cord. I called yesterday to add the cord, but somebody, whoever lived there prior to me, you know, they left on the 1st or whatever. They didn't disconnect their service.
What?
So
idiot.
I can't even see. No, I mean, I'm sure the boxes are gone
and everything, but
I can't even like get the deals. They won't give me any conversation on the phone about like prices and stuff because the number or the house number is
unit,
still connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Well, maybe the landlord or something can like contact those people and tell them, hey, cut this stuff off.
Yeah. They also said I can go to their facility in person, but I'm not going to do that. I was like, can I email something? Can I email the lease? Anything?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you could bring the lease in person.
Can
and
I Skype
was like,
you?
Yeah. Can I do something more 2017, please? You want me to fax you
can
or
you
something?
Fax me over your ID. Okay. Alex pointed this out and I was like, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. A new study from Glassdoor job search site says the Midwestern cities like Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Louisville were among the top cities in the U.S. for finding a job, feeling good after you get it, and being able to enjoy an affordable quality of life. My wife busted her butt. It took her like 10 and a half, almost 11 months to get a full-time job in Indy. So I don't, and I've heard from other people that I've talked to that it was that hard to get a full-time job. Like, she worked part-time and got her way up there, but maybe I'm wrong, but when I saw that, I was like, really? They're saying there's a lot of available jobs, but it didn't necessarily break down what category, like, line of work it was.
Yeah, the obvious explanation to why Indianapolis, Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Louisville are all cities that are on this list for the biggest opportunity for looking for work,
mm-hmm.
because nobody wants to live here. Everyone's leaving.
That's not true. You're such a hater. I like it.
I'm just saying this whole area. I'm not saying only Indy. I'm looking at you, Cleveland and St. Louis and stuff too.
Okay.
Pittsburgh is the Midwest. I thought that was the East.
They're saying
the Northeast.
Midwestern cities. I'm not sure. I read what it says in front of
you
me.
You live there, or not Pittsburgh, but you
live
there.
Well, that was on the opposite end of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is kind of big, but I don't know. I still feel like it's East Coast.
I agree.
Yeah.
They're just trying to slide stuff in here to pad the numbers.
You know, I got a fight with someone the other day that tried to tell me Oklahoma was Midwest and not South. I always considered Oklahoma to be a southern state, but they said it's Midwest, like Colorado type. And I was like, what?
I don't think Oklahoma's the South. I don't know.
I do. I always
don't
consider
know.
It. Because I think
know.
Blake Shelton, he's from there. He's all, I'm Blake Shelton, Oklahoma. So, I don't know.
Is that what he says?
Sooners, right?
I'm the same thing. I'm like, Joe.
The Laters. Sooners or the Laters?
I love that, Candy. That stuff's really good.
Now we're Laters.
A 75-year-old pathologist who provides services to a local Indy coroner's office has human organ remains, human organ samples, and a half-empty vodka bottle in his car when he's arrested on suspicion of drunk driving.
I'm a police officer. I pull this guy over. I see he's got body parts in his car. Bye.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
the police officers investigating noticed several labeled totes containing organic material in the back of the pickup. The totes were labeled as brain and liver samples. The man was transported transporting slides and samples from some private cases done because his local office was short on storage space, and he was bringing them to a regional hub for the autopsies. According to court documents, the man failed all field sobriety tests that were given, and he was booked at the local jail. The county coroner's office was called to make sure the tissue samples that he was transporting got to the appropriate people safely.
Number one, gross. Number two, I've got some juice on this story.
Oh, you know some inside details here?
Yes. So
was it your sample?
I don't remember what local news station it was, but they had posted this story in the top comment, because I always read the comments on stories.
That's
top comment was, this guy's freaking like supposed ex-wife or something. And so she was going off saying stuff like, listen, this is my ex-husband and he would never do anything wrong or whatever. Well, I clicked on her page and she had all these like softcore porn photographs of herself. I was like, man, this guy has an interesting life. He's got like a porn star ex-wife.
I would like to be this guy, honestly. Like, he's got, minus the DUI.
Yeah, crazy. Well, besides that, but he's always got something interesting clearly.
He sounds like a fun guy.
He sounds like he's always got stories. He just sounds like, let me tell you a story.
All right. What do you guys think about this one? I think most of us are millennials. 50% of millennials say they would give up their right to vote to get their student loans erased. I right now am volunteering my wife, Lindsay. She no longer needs to vote in the election. We'll debate, and then we can use my vote as it to get rid of our student loan debt.
See, I am so hardcore into politics. That would be, like, the worst thing for me ever is to lose my right to vote. But, like, Liv, you just graduated from college. You probably have student loan debt, I'm guessing. What do you think? Would you give up what was it?
You would give up your right to vote to get your student loans erased. Do it.
Yeah, I think I would do it. Like, I vote in every election. I'm just, like, not super hardcore.
I mean, you're
into
politics. You're just one vote. You're not going to make a difference.
What?
I was waiting for somebody to chat me on that.
Whatever.
I thought Alex was going to sock you in the face.
I know. I was waiting for something. No.
No.
I think that's absolutely crazy, though. But it's true, though, man. Student loan debt is freaking crippling. And do you want to, they're both quick. Do we want to talk about Unibrows or Oreo?
We have time.
We got time for one real quick.
Unibrows.
Okay, unibrows are making a comeback in women. Greek model, I can't say her name correctly, Sophia Hadjipenteli is one of the main figures in the hashtag unibrow movement. She is consistently posting pictures of her face, including her unibrow, which isn't about to get into society's beauty standards. You can see it on her Instagram, I guess. She rocks unibrows throughout the world. I look at you two. I don't see any unibrows. What do you think about the hashtag unibrow movement?
I'm going to say that's a negative for me. I'll stick to my microblading. Thank you.
I don't know, man. I wish unibrows would be acceptable. You know how much work I have to put in for this thing?